What's happening? Cuckoo Kangaroo.
And MC Lars.
And we just want to say congrats to the Leak Podcast for 250 episodes! Woo!
That's a lot. Make sure you guys do another 250.
Tight, you!
Congrats!
Boy.
Alright, here we go.
Let's do a 3-2-1 record again.
3-2-1 record!
Again?
Again! You're listening to League of Ordinary Gentlemen Podcast number 250! It's Halloween!
250 episodes!
Hey, it's a lot, you two! Yeah. Shiver down over there!
Firefly was awesome, and I didn't even make it close to that.
Yeah, that's right, they had 13.
Was
they
it that many?
Yeah,
it was
13.
12.
Well,
they didn't all
air in a movie.
Oh, okay, all right.
Air either, but yeah. So
Serenity now.
So all right. So I'm Matt Thurston.
I'm Josh Lambo.
Clay Inferno.
Do we have guests?
Let's introduce our guests.
Our silent podcast.
I live here.
Silent
I'm not a guest.
You are on this podcast.
Not on
Sorry.
This couch.
Not by choice.
Rachel and Stacy, of course, are here as well. So that means. No one will listen to it. Maybe one or two people will listen.
Maybe we'll get
Bracken.
Some of their friends.
Hi, Joe Bracken.
Right.
Joe Bracken is
yeah.
listening.
They bring in more than...
You'll be tagged on Facebook, so you better listen.
Now we'll have like 5 listeners. It'll be awesome.
Sure. Oh, well. So anyway, yeah, it's Halloween.
We're live.
We're
all together.
We're all in the same room.
Can I tell you the creepiest part of this Halloween thus far?
Yes.
I drove through Austin.
Oh.
Austin, Massachusetts. Nobody was in costume.
What?
Really?
It was the scariest.
Everyone
was
dressed
like,
as a hipster for Halloween.
Everyone was normal, and I was like, this isn't right. Something is going to happen.
Maybe it's too early.
Oh, okay.
It's only like 8 o'clock.
That's true.
It's 8:15.
It's the in-between hour.
The
yeah.
cat wants nothing to do with this podcast.
Get the hell out of here.
She's very upset we're all here
She's
right now.
She's scratching at the door to leave.
You can go in the bedroom. Your cardboard box is in there.
One of them.
So, yeah, anyway, it's Halloween. We're about to watch Ash vs. the Evil Dead in a few minutes here, or 40 minutes or so.
And I'm dressed like Ash.
We're gonna, yeah. So we're gonna record for a while, and then we're gonna pause it, and we're gonna go watch the show. And then we're gonna record a little more.
It'll give our listeners a chance to go watch the show.
Right,
as well.
Sure.
Yeah, they can pause it.
This isn't live
come
streaming,
back.
Yeah, what you should do is pause it, yeah, and then go watch it and then come back. If you're not watching it on Halloween night.
If you haven't figured out how to use your buttons on your computer yet.
Yeah. That's what they used to say. I think we even used to say that as kind of a joke. If you haven't read your comics, hit
yeah.
pause, go read them and come back.
Yeah.
We don't even do that anymore. We don't even give a spoiler warning. We're just like, hey, like, screw you guys.
Everyone's binge watching these days, anyways.
Yeah,
binge reading.
That's true.
Do people binge read?
Binge podcast. I listen to podcasts. Binge
all
binge
in a row.
Read. Yeah.
I can't do more than one. I'm just like, all right, that was enough. Boy, they talked a lot.
Yeah, I can't do more than 250.
Well, that would be a lot.
I came here to submit my notes.
Oh.
I
binge podcasted. I did 250 of you guys in a row.
This is my limit.
That's not true. Nobody has been on all 250 episodes.
Ah, that is true. Not even you?
Not even me.
That's,
yeah. We did a lot where I was on everyone, and then I finally, when I...
Then you almost died.
When I almost died, then I had to miss it. Now I've missed a few.
Clay and I have done a couple on our own.
That's true. We've all done some on our own, like two by twos.
Mm-hmm. Never, like, by ourselves.
No, that would be
cool. I was toying with an idea of, like, doing one by myself, recording myself... questioning things and like answering stuff. And just, I thought it would be really cool slash really
good. Ask people ask.
That would be kind of funny.
Josh, you're a grad.
You're getting a little too shit. So, there we go. But
there we are.
It'll be an interesting experiment.
It will be.
It will be. It shall be done.
We're at a rare Saturday Halloween, and this is how we spend it.
I know. Well, if there wasn't Ash vs. Evil Dead, I probably wouldn't have had anyone over to my house.
What would you have
I
done?
I don't like anyone coming to my house.
What would you typically do on a Halloween?
I don't know. What
weekend
would
Halloween?
Done on a weekend Halloween. I don't ever remember being... Like,
didn't
when I was a kid...
Last year, when we went to see Evil Dead 2, that was around Halloween, right?
I think it was like
November 2nd.
1st.
Okay.
First, yeah.
Well, for Bruce
that was probably what we did for Halloween last year.
I can open up the poster
year.
Right
yeah.
now and tell you.
Yeah, there you go. No, what, we got to do something.
I don't. We didn't wear costumes, I know that.
No, but
yeah.
I mean, it could be... Huh.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
was...
on a Saturday. Not that that matters, I guess. But I don't know.
No, so Halloween would have been on a Friday, so it would have been the 1st on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bing.
I don't remember things.
Nailed it.
So I don't care.
Well, it's not like we're going. It's not like we're 21.
Right.
I need to take advantage of the maximum party Saturday Halloween amateur hour.
But yeah.
CBS was pretty active, though, wasn't it? Everyone getting their last minute
CBS.
Halloween costumes in Austin.
Everyone.
That's where all the normal people were going.
Right.
They were going to CBS to get their Halloween costume. At like 8 o'clock on Saturday night, because that's how everybody does stuff.
Hey,
I do that sometimes.
CBS is the that place is awesome.
I was already like, I mean, I wasn't gonna do anything for Halloween per se, but you know, we dressed up the baby, and I was like, she was an Ewok.
Oh,
and I was like. And we were going to take pictures, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to like put on my costume, and Kirsten's going to put on hers, and she's going to be Endor Princess Leia, and I'm going to be Han Solo.
Nice.
And I was like, all right, so we're going to take the photos, and she's just like, not today we're not. And I was like, excuse me. She's like, am I missing something? I'm like, the point of it, I guess, because it's Halloween.
Halloween is the day you dress up normally, right?
But so I guess we're doing it tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
I don't remember.
Your baby doesn't
say, like, when I was a kid, I feel like Halloween on a Saturday would have been awesome. And I don't ever remember it happening. It must have happened at least once.
Oh,
yeah.
Like during my trick-or-treating era. But I don't remember, because I always remember my dad coming home from work all grumpy because he had to take us out trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
But he would get home at like 6. I'd be like, come on, Dad!
Let's go!
Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Get out of town.
Oh my god, that's the best.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
You gotta show her that when she's 20.
Yeah.
She's gonna be like, God, my dad's such a geek.
But they'll still
I
be watching new Star Wars movies.
Right.
That's true.
Probably
she's
true.
20. When we're all gone, when you're retired, you'll still be watching new Star Wars movies.
That's how I'm gonna spend my retirement.
That's how he's going to make, like, they're gonna be making money off this for a million years. I don't know. Did you post that video? We were driving the BB-8 around. I don't know. Anyway, go on social media right now. You can do it while you're listening. Clay brought his BB-8.
Oh, he's so cool.
The awesome Sphero one, too. Not one of his knockoffs.
The good
that's
one.
That's like the real.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
Let Josh hold it.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It makes cool noises. But anyway, check it out. Pause the podcast. Go to Facebook and check it out. Or wherever.
But we had, it was Landspeeder, remote control Landspeeder versus BB-8.
Oh, okay, so that was here. I didn't see that. I didn't see where it
happened. We're going to do a toy box, and that's the closest we got.
Yeah, we never really got around to it. We were just chit-chatting. It's all right.
As we do.
Yeah.
It's not like we could spend the whole night silent saying, save it for the show! Save it for the show!
No!
So, like, how long do you think that before they're making full size of these for, like, people to drive around in their yards?
Oh, somebody's
I'm
already
sure
made
you can
one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Buy one, yeah.
But if you can buy one this big, I'm sure it's pretty simple to supersize. I mean, the one in the movie was real life. I mean,
that's right.
It
yeah.
operated the
that's what's awesome about, or hopefully what's going to be awesome about this movie is that
practical effects.
I like
practical effects.
Sam
Raimi
even said the same thing about Ash vs. Evil Dead. He said, well, we've always used it. It would look weird if we suddenly started doing all that. I mean, we used, as much as possible, we used practical effects, because that's what we always did with these movies. It wouldn't look right if we suddenly...
This wouldn't look right either, Beetlejuice.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
the
new Star Wars movies were
so
not
terrible.
Right. Because
we only use practical effects in the podcast.
Right.
That's right.
That's why it sounds so shitty.
Pachoo! Pachoo!
Yeah. Isn't it great so far, though? We haven't mentioned one interesting thing. Except just talking about ourselves and
our... These are all interesting things.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Well...
Go get a BB-8.
Since we do have friends here with us, why don't we talk TV? Because TV is a common thing.
I talk
we're
some
all
TV.
TV. Anybody
Did
watch
Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Yay!
Now I watched
you
it, you know, when it first leaked, and I didn't want to like come out and say.
They did a whole hour leak.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whole shebang.
Because not even
guys.
I saw the whole hour.
Yeah.
I only saw the first 7 minutes.
I watched it, and I haven't watched it again yet, but I totally plan on it because it was pretty awesome.
I brought Stacey in for the second viewing.
Yeah. Second viewing? You've already seen it twice?
Yeah, I love it. I might even buy it on iTunes, so I get it every day when it comes out.
Wow.
I love the whole, like, the plane crashing and everything. My brother's just like, could they come up with anything different? That's what they do with Superman. It's always
a plane
crash.
Superman in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, this is a TV show.
Yeah. I was just
she
like,
saves a plane
awesome.
Crash. And she's flying and she punches people and there's Kryptonian villains and, you know.
Are there Kryptonian?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
yeah.
Supergirl. Never read a comic.
You
have,
don't really need to know much
about
her.
She is Superman's cousin.
Right.
And she was sent to Earth first. Bless you.
Sorry,
but
good edit.
Yeah, that was the most quiet sneeze I've ever heard.
Yeah, really held that one in. Usually I sneeze twice. That's how I do it.
Yep.
It's down my elbow.
So now what happened? So
we go to the show.
Supergirl got here first, but like she was stuck in the pod or something. So
she's stuck in the Phantom Zone, and then
So
when she comes back,
Phantom
she brings
Zone.
A villain prison ship with her.
Yeah, and she wasn't.
Somehow.
So she didn't age because she was in the Phantom Zone. So she was still, like, as old as she was.
She's younger,
She was, because she was older than Clark.
Oh.
Like Clark was just a baby, and she was, like, 12 or 13.
She was, like, in the record, like, in Superman 2, and they're all, like,
the glass
no!
Come
no!
With me!
I always thought that just looked like the Fleetwood Mac record.
Jor-El! Yeah.
It does, right?
I love the Family Guy when Lois, like, kicks their asses and, like, she kicks them out.
So, does she know about Superman then?
Yes.
She's
yeah.
like, oh, man, how come, but how do they...
They talk about it, they always say, big guy, that, you know, he brought her... This was cool. He brings her to Helen Slater and Dean Cain, her adoptive parents.
Oh,
like her
my
Ma
God.
Pa Kent.
Dean
are,
Cain
is like her adoptive
oh
dad.
The Danverses.
What about her face?
And then the mom is the mom is Supergirl from the movie.
Was it Terry Hatcher the Lois Lane?
She was, but like the mom is Supergirl from the movie in the
1990s. Oh, I see. Is Dean Cain that old now? Look,
yeah.
Lois
like
and Clark came out a long time ago.
Yeah,
Terry
Hatcher's
still pretty good, right? I haven't seen her in years.
I think
she's
Dean Cain's going to be at Rhode Island Comic Con next weekend.
He's going to be like 50, right?
Well,
yeah, but
we all have the internet at our fingers.
Yeah.
We never look up stuff during
the
show. What is this time?
It always crashes my computer when you look up stuff.
And it doesn't really matter.
But I mean, you know, like, look at
John
Schneider.
He's 49.
John
Pa Kent on Smallville.
He looked a lot better on Smallville than he ever did on as
yeah.
Bo Duke. Because he looked all ridiculous in the 70s.
But it's
he
not.
He was super young in that, too, because he lied about his age to get on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's like people. So people lie about their age, like to join the military. He joined. He lied about his age to be a driver out of the General Lee.
Are you kidding me? I lie about my age to do that.
Me too.
It'd be like you're 18, right? I'd be like,
give me the keys to the car, man. I love that.
I buy lots of pornos all the time. Lots of cigarettes.
I smoke like a chimney.
Give me those. Let's grab the glass.
Anyways, so, alright, so, Supergirl, but they never, is it movie Superman? Like,
no.
What is the deal?
So they're not going to mention his name?
They're not ever going to say Superman.
I've tried
but
to
they
look
say
that
the
up.
Big guy and him.
Like,
and
they refer to her as Supergirl, or is
she
just Kara?
Yeah, she is
okay.
Supergirl.
I saw that in the commercial. They call her Supergirl.
Yeah.
What's her face? Ally McBeal says
it.
Gwyneth Stefani.
Yeah.
Is her, like, boss?
She's her boss. She's like
pretty
the
much
chief.
Names her Supergirl.
Okay. It's basically just
which,
like a Superman.
She's pretty good.
Isn't really a stretch if there's already a Superman that
is
you're
there
a
Superman?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You even see him.
But it's
like,
not.
But just a shadow.
It's not, what's that dude's name?
Yeah.
Did you mention Clark?
What's the dude's name?
Clark and Cal.
Oh,
what's
the actor, I forget.
Dean Cain?
No. Which current guy? Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
He'll
well,
never be on.
DC TV
right.
and DC
right.
movies
well, that's
are totally separate.
What I'm saying.
Except
I looked
now.
Up the guy that plays Superman, and he's like this jacked ex-Marine stuntman.
So he will be on it.
They
so
just
no,
showed
they
like
show
him in
shadow.
So
he
eventually.
So his stunt double
Superman.
Is on it.
Yeah, they've already, yeah, pretty much. They've already shown.
They probably don't
so.
Have the rights to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what
they
I mean?
They don't have. Wow. See, this is where DC's all messed up, I feel like.
But
I don't know. I should watch it.
Killing it on TV,
but
though.
Because of The Flash introducing different worlds, they could theoretically merge different things if they wanted to spend the loot.
All right, I'm done.
different
worlds? Give me a...
The Flash TV show introduced the idea of there being a multiverse, and that there's all these kind of what if scenarios could happen.
You know,
and they have Earth 2
like
Flash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's so confusing in the comics, even for me who reads comics. I still don't get
it. It's true.
It's funny.
But they nailed Supergirl, man. It is a great show.
Good to know.
It's way better than the Arrow.
What?
I don't know. I don't watch any of them. I don't even watch the Marvel shows.
Those are...
Well,
we
watched Daredevil. Daredevil was good.
It's Netflix. It's different. I was talking about network TV. I don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
We fell out of S.H.I.E.L.D. pretty quickly.
It's been getting way better.
That's what I heard. I mean, we just watched Agent Carter. Agent Carter was actually pretty
good. Oh, Agent Carter was awesome.
That's like the best.
She's amazing.
I don't know what to make. I'm not judging. I'll watch the show.
Supergirl can stand on its own. It's not in the Flash and Arrow universe at all.
No,
and it's, you know, it's
very
totally, I
very
feel like an idiot saying it, but
it's
totally like a girl power. It's something a girl can look up.
And I mean,
what a two.
Yeah, it reminds me of like,
he's the judge
or something. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the
but it's just a Superman
laugh.
Story.
Yeah.
It's just all it is a stupid
lady Superman.
Lady Superman.
Superman
it's great.
With a vagina.
And
in fact, they were toying with calling her Superman with a vagina, but they were like, that's too long.
I can see that's all
too
long.
You can't fit it on a book.
They use it as
a Supergirl with vagina.
They use it as the hashtag, though, like hashtag pound sign.
They should.
Supergirl is a has
pound
a,
sign?
Has a
is that what they
pound
sign.
I haven't heard that for a long time. Except when you're calling someone like your credit card company or something, like press pound,
press hashtag.
They need to start doing that.
They should.
They probably should.
In like a few years, people are gonna be like, "What are you talking about? That's the hashtag thing."
Like, who do you want me to hit?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't see an any key.
That's funny. Oh, I don't see the any key. Well, all right. So,
Flash had King Shark on this week.
That was epic.
That was crazy.
I didn't think it was going to look.
He
really is.
But
he's a horrible comic book villain. But.
Yeah.
Hey, so the Purple Man. That's going to make him look badass.
He was a shark man.
Oh, he looked like the thing.
Shark man.
But he was
shark
was like
up top.
Ridiculous little guy.
Party at the bottom.
It looks really good.
Shark man. If you could see
it looked like Jaws.
You need to see Clay's like body.
Point,
yeah, I wish
point
you
to my
could
head.
See. If this is one of the videos, you can
shark
see Clay,
man.
Shark up here, and you can see hands on your shark man.
Man.
No. So we had man legs and shark.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
shark on the top, people on the bottom.
Yeah. Party in the back.
All party.
All party. All party for sure.
Correct.
So that was cool.
That was cool, because I was like, this is going to look so
I don't
stupid.
Even like King Shark. It was just rad, though.
It just looked really good. I was surprised that they
like
pulled
it off.
Look
how they made this shark man.
Shark man. Alright.
It's getting very comic book.
But it is
a well,
great
it's a
show.
Comic book show.
Flash is awesome. I'm a little torn. I didn't watch this week's Arrow, but he's like running for mayor now. Like that's
oh yeah,
weird.
That's yeah.
They're taking like he. They just jumped the shark man.
they jumped the shark man. Oh,
that's
all yeah,
right. Episode 250. Jump the shark man.
that's right. We're jumping the shark man. By
what
sitting
else?
Around here having
well,
a conversation and recording.
But
it.
Well, there was no one's going to talk about Arrow, and that's fine. But Walking Dead.
Oh no!
Spoiler warning.
Oh my
yeah.
god!
You really don't. This is a real spoiler warning.
Yeah.
This is for real
big
spoiler
one.
Warning.
Yeah.
But it may not
unless
it.
You have Facebook, in which case you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly like
Facebook,
I,
Twitter, Instagram.
I waited 2 days
hashtag.
And it was horrible. Like
yeah,
everywhere
we were,
I was.
Yeah.
You just watched it last night.
Yeah.
Oh
I did
God.
Too. Just watched it yesterday.
So
found
hard
out
to
Facebook,
not get me.
So I don't know though. I know.
Whose
I
sausages
know.
Were those that were pulling
I don't
out?
Know.
sausages.
Look like bloody sausages.
sausages.
Yum.
So what?
More
right,
sausage.
So Glenn apparently was eaten by hundreds of zombies. Like,
mm-hmm.
But it may not have been
but
him. There's a theory that Nicholas. Okay, so Nicholas had a little.
Freaked
out the entire episode.
And it's
like
he was like
out.
Totally being redeemed, and you're like, all right, Nicholas is like, he's coming into it. He's,
yeah,
he's
but he had a couple moments where Glenn was like, dude, where
yeah.
do we go? And he's like, I.
What was his
like,
deal?
Yeah.
He was actually like post traumatic.
What was
yeah,
like,
that's what it looked like.
What was
he was
the
just
one
like,
thing?
Like blanking out. Yeah.
What was with the one thing when they were all in the woods and all of a sudden it was like, and like he had this like really weird like there was a noise freak out and he was like oh spinning around
yeah,
and like
yeah
I
yeah
was like,
I
does he funny. Hear something that other people don't what like
he was
what?
Freaking out
yeah it was
yeah
weird.
It was like some sort of like panic attack
yeah,
yeah I think that's basically
post-traumatic
it was like
stress.
This
was
yeah
just like
when you
I'm
like
not
get drugged and then you
ready
yeah
what do I do
but he was all like hey I used to do this I used to go on runs I or whatever like
this is one of the guys we left behind because I'm a puss
yeah
yeah like
yeah.
Kind of interesting. It's you know, I don't know. I guess I had, I mean, the way they set it up, now, even though I didn't get it spoiled, I knew, well, obviously, when something big happens in The Walking Dead, it's a major character dying, right? I mean, that's almost all.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
What else do they have
so
to
like,
do?
It's going to be either Michonne or Glenn, the way
they
set it up.
They don't have TV again.
And
yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be Michonne. I don't know why. I just feel like she's just too
everybody
popular.
Likes her too
mm-hmm.
much.
Yeah.
Get to
but Glenn's really popular.
Too,
but,
so not that that, like, Limpy Girl was like any sort of a character, and like obviously they could have killed her off, but I'm like, she just got a small limp. I'm like, why is she like,
right.
like
oh,
she's like, I know she's like, leave me. And I'm like, you can go,
yeah,
just go.
Like,
her life is on the line here.
She rolled her ankle,
go,
like,
yeah.
you should be able to walk on that. The other guy got shot in the leg,
right.
and he's like, no, you can take me.
Yeah,
well, I mean, he was also at first being like, no, leave us behind, but then you know, you
yeah.
can see him being like, no, you guys
yeah.
go ahead.
You can carry me,
yeah.
it's fine.
Like, they
yeah,
even got
whatever.
Him over like the barbed wire
he climbed
fence.
Over the friggin' fence.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting because they did have that where I think they were just set because Rick was like, they're not all going to make it. And
yeah.
it's just kind of like, okay,
right.
now
well,
we know they're not all going to
oh,
make
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, but he said they're not all going to make it, and 5 seconds later, the guy who was saying, like, I don't trust you.
The floppy ass guy?
No, not
oh,
that guy.
The
no, the guy. No, no, not the dread guy. There was, like, one guy, I mean, completely,
right.
like, faceless dude in a flannel shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like,
any
he's
guy.
Like, I don't, I, how, why should we trust you? And he's
oh,
like,
yeah.
you know, oh, because I've done this a lot. And then, like, as he's saying, they're not all going to make it. You hear a zombie munching on something. You turn
yeah.
around and it's him.
Obviously you're not.
You're like, yep,
yeah.
not going to make it.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's good they're showing like these Alexander people are with
yeah,
just been
but,
sitting
like,
there like making cookies
I
for
thought, I totally thought of like the weirdest like zombie detection like don't these people smell them coming? Like, these
right.
things are, like...
These guys have been dead for, like,
yeah.
2 years.
Rotting, stinking
They also,
corpses.
Like, shuffle along. And,
yeah,
like, especially...
Quiet.
You know,
if you're in the woods, and all of a sudden you're like...
let's not go this way.
Or maybe their nostrils are just totally burnt out from the whole thing. And
yeah.
just,
there's
like,
so much
yeah.
death in the world.
But
it is kind of weird, because zombies aren't really fast, but they always seem to sneak up on people.
Yeah, because, like, in Talking Dead, you know, they were talking about how... you know, when they're fresh. Because that was a big thing that they were saying they were going to do is Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, they're fresh, they're faster. You know, now we're like, I think like
three or four years
into it. You know, they shouldn't be moving fast at all. If
no.
like
but they just
as
they
like
probably
move a leg,
be
it should
moving.
Fall off.
Yeah.
yeah,
and you see some of them, and you can like
I know some of them are really gross.
Even yeah, like you can spot like where there are ones that are like clearly have been around for a
yeah,
couple
like,
years.
You can see, like,
there
really
was like
yeah.
a skeleton almost in the
yeah,
last
one. Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's an old one.
There's this really weird one
hey,
girl
shut up
zombie.
In there.
I've noticed this one girl zombie before that she's like I've seen her play like she's been a zombie on a couple
well, they
episodes.
Definitely repeat.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
They have to, and I'm like, and she reminds me of like that funky looking girl from Orange Is the New.
I was thinking that same
the
thing
that,
for
so
two
you,
of them.
You saw
yes.
her, right? Okay,
yeah.
so yeah.
two people. I was like, they both look like they're from
yeah.
Orange Is the New Black, like
hey,
the one with the weird accent,
like,
and the other girl,
and, like
looks,
the kind
like,
of tall
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Her.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Well, I think they do recast a lot of the extras.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because especially if they like them, they're like, yeah, come on back.
Yeah.
yeah.
I think
Lori's yeah, it's a different
flavor.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they can just riff
it a different
their costumes,
way.
Like,
sure.
Switch up their makeup a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, there's only so many people you can get to play zombies. And,
well, they've had
and
a
look
lot.
Look at how many there are coming down that road.
I know.
That has to be like
CGI. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But when they did it, when I first looked out on the sea of in the
yeah.
valley
yeah, that
of
was all
trash CGI. Valley or whatever it is.
Was,
what is that? A trash dump or something?
I don't know.
I think
that
was just a
rock quarry.
I think
quarry.
It was, yeah, it was a
oh,
rock
okay.
quarry.
But there was so many of them.
Yeah.
And they just
oh,
kept falling.
So
that was like
cool.
World War Z a number.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
totally, yeah. World War Z was scary because they crawled up on
yeah.
yeah,
they
were fast,
too.
Ants.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I hope when the zombie apocalypse hits that we don't get the fast zombies because
yeah.
I am not making it.
Yeah.
what was that thing you posted about?
I should start exercising
that.
Oh, I saw
yeah,
that.
Boston's supposedly the best city
we,
to survive. I don't know why though.
In,
yeah,
well, no, because of all of the medical.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Here.
Oh, that's stupid. You don't want to be anywhere near any city when that happens.
Or any
no,
hospital.
True, but they,
I mean, that's how
but they said
woke up and was in the hospital.
If.
Yeah.
If a zombie outbreak happens, the cure is most likely going to come from Boston.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
How many thousands will die before that?
A lot.
A lot.
Hundreds.
All those idiots
yeah.
eating that meat that is, you know, tainted or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. Glenn.
Rick's in a tough spot, too.
Might have died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's a that was totally
that's
like
yeah.
TV.
That was so awesome shooting up the RV just to
that
like
was,
the,
yeah.
Just
and
to
that was
yeah,
that was
awesome.
yeah,
that
was
yeah.
But
see,
though,
Morgan, you should have killed them because those are the
oh
people you let go.
Well, he obviously has some history with them there.
Yeah.
That
he does, and it's not that we don't know it because my brother said the same thing. He came across them in the woods when he had the fire
yeah.
and they tried to rob him.
Yeah.
And he came across those same guys.
Oh, I don't even remember. Because
that the one that he eventually killed in the house, that was one of the guys
yep.
that he let
you
go.
Guys.
Yeah.
yeah.
I was wondering that. I'm like, I feel like this guy's been...
I'm better when I watch
yeah,
this show.
Yeah, yeah. Because he even said it. He's
bitch.
Like, you should have done it when you had
I'm,
the chance.
I'm better
yeah.
at a bitch.
Oh, that's
yeah.
why he said
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like,
I feign and say I'm not interested. But I do like the show, but... I think I'd want to watch it in chunks.
It is, I don't know. There are layers that
well,
I
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I almost saw the end of yesterday's.
I mean, they give you a chance to watch it in chunks also.
Yeah, they
yeah.
replay
yeah.
it.
A lot
every
of
time
marathons.
There's a new season, they replay
oh, yeah.
all that.
But
that's
you
why I like
record
to watch,
cutters.
I like to watch The Talking Dead, too, because
yeah.
I'm like
the kind
of things
that I... Well, A, Chris Hardwick is amazing.
Chris Hardwick is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
why
that.
I don't record.
Fellow podcast.
Yes.
You're listening, Chris.
Hey, Chris, give us a shout-out.
Put us on the Nerdist Network.
yeah.
Do it. Oh, my God.
Yes, that would be amazing.
The Nerdist is awesome.
You have to be probably
popular. I
would even
start listening
yeah.
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 Well, we're nerds.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. We should at least be able to challenge him to bowling next time he comes around.
Have us on.
Yeah.
This panel right here on The Talking Dead.
Yeah,
sure. We're right up there with.
Why not?
Kevin Smith,
Robert Kirkman.
People will be like, "Who are these guys?" And we're just like, "Hey,
we're really big fans."
They have people on
there
that I've never heard of. I didn't know who that black lady was. She's been on like 4 or 5
times.
She's
from Community.
I never.
Is that Nicole Brown?
Community.
I think you should have. It was really good.
That's right.
For a while.
I can't watch every show.
I know.
Too many shows.
I can watch every show.
I try to watch every show. Now we have.
Right.
Right.
We have. Just watched Mr. Selfridge.
I just watched two episodes. Well, we now have. Now I'll wipe the slate clean here. I'm going legit. We have Hulu. We have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
We have Netflix. We have HBO Go. We pay for all of those things.
Wow.
But still, there's some stuff that
we
can't.
See, here's the thing. We have all those things, too. You
don't have Hulu
and cable. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But it's funny. There was
if I had a DVR and cable, I wouldn't need those things.
Yeah. There was actually a Forrester report talking about, like, there is a line of demarcation between people who are willing to give up cable, and that is under 35. People who are not willing to give up cable are over 35. And then you have, like, this generation of, like, 23 and under who have
never
had cable.
Never had cable. Why would they?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
My coworker is 23. She's never had cable.
Well, some people have never not had cable, and that's why I think people over 35 don't want to give it up. Because
I think, honestly,
they have corded phones.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We technically have a phone number.
I have.
Every once in a while, it like pops up on the TV, and I'm like,
me too. I shut mine off because that drives me crazy.
Oh, how
I
do
see
you
that.
Do that?
We don't get that. We don't get that many. Like, we get like one call. Like, it's always from like Nevada.
Zero problem like cutting the cord because I use all that stuff anyways, and I think that it's great. But Kirsten, I think it's just like kind of monotonous with like all the different controllers, and like you have to go to all these different places. It's not very streamlined.
Yeah.
If it was streamlined, I think she would be like all about it, but it's just like she's like, I can't just hit like this, like, go to this channel.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not like
well, the new Apple TV is kind of like that.
Okay.
Have you seen the most awesome feature on the new Apple TV is if you're watching a movie on, like, an Apple movie, or I think it was even on Netflix, you can go, what did she say, or what did he say?
Oh.
And loop it back and
you'll
write it on the bottom.
Yeah,
I do like that.
That's pretty
but
cool.
Don't worry,
we're
getting
be
one of those
so annoying
before
right.
Christmas.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like
probably
if there was a way for us to get sports
I'm one of those.
Without cable.
Yeah, no,
we
might get there, but it's not even that. It's just that, like, I don't know, I feel like.
Well, you were like sports too.
Yeah,
so.
Sports are free. But now
we do
NFL
our buddy
trying,
Chris Hansen
NFL
every
trying,
Sunday.
to
see
yeah,
him.
My friend who does Red Zone every Sunday. He's like my buddy for 8 hours every Sunday.
It's
but anyway,
comforting.
I kind of feel like sometimes it's good to just turn on and be like, "What's on TV right now?"
Oh yeah.
I'm like, if I'm gonna sit down and have my breakfast or whatever, I don't want to be like, "Well, let me scroll through all these thousands of." Things on
it is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like, and what do I want to watch? I don't know what I want to watch. I want them to decide for me.
It worked for a long time. We only had an antenna, and we get like one channel in like the break room. So I brought in, it was kind of like I think I brought in my Roku for a while, and it was just like, by the time we figured out something to watch, lunch was over, and I was like, okay, this is stupid. So
I don't know. I
just watch cat videos.
Exactly.
A couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, I have Amazon Prime, I have all these movies, and I couldn't find one damn good thing to watch. Like,
oh, I've just been watching Archer.
Crap. I watched some of
this. It's still
Selfridge.
Like,
okay,
I don't have anything. I just put it on, like, watching Archer.
On Hulu,
thank you,
I just watched
Archer
Ridiculousness
app.
Over and over again, and I realized all I have to do is I have a TV, and
it's
all
on all
the
time.
All
the
time. Why do I pay for Hulu?
I hadn't seen it in a while, like a couple years, and I was homesick last week. Ridiculousness has gotten, like, extra ridiculous.
What was
it's
with
so
the weird,
weird.
The trippy...
With the, yeah!
Like, oh, my God. Okay.
Like, I'm
I don't know
sick
if it's the
and I'm
season.
Taking cold medicine, and now I feel like I'm on acid because I'm watching
this. I'm upset about it because
it's
I'm
weird.
Not going to watch it anymore if they keep doing that, because that's messed up.
Okay, so that's like really new.
Yeah, I right. think so. Because
so
I saw one episode like that and I shut it right off. I was like, I can't watch this. I thought it felt like an acid flashback or something. So I'm just
yeah.
like, what is going on?
Like their mouths get
They'd
big
like
or their
re-loop
eyes.
They'd and like
yeah.
skip things and it was like he'd laugh and they'd like do it on a loop and be like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. It was also like one of the first times I was watching it and I was like, oh my god, I feel old.
Aww.
I wish Robin Big was still on.
Oh, I miss Robin Big.
That was
the best. The mini horse.
Do work.
The mini horse was great.
This is all gone right over my head. But I think I have to bring it up on every podcast now, but since we're talking about Netflix, they released a full-on Jessica Jones trailer, like four minute trailer. Instead of just those, they had all these little teasers, but now it's like a real trailer with real, like, stuff going on.
Real
it's
awesome.
Pretty crazy, yeah. I'm excited.
You opened your special vault over there, and you showed me your volume two.
Yeah.
So that's out. That's a.
That's
out. We've covered comic books. We talked about a comic book.
Now we're talking about aliens. go buy brand new David Mack covers.
Oh, nice. Because he's drawing them so they look like the actress, right?
Yeah, he's drawing them so she looks like Kristen Ritter more. But
yeah.
Still, the colors inside are amazing. If you haven't read it, this is the way to do it, I think. This new release. And,
yeah, well, that's what I'm...
Very well. I bought it for Clayburn's birthday.
Yep.
Happy
birthday.
I've been bugging you for, like, 5 years.
And I was like, yeah, I don't like that show. 245
episodes.
Never like that show.
I've been saying, you really should read Alias. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to read it.
You got it to me at the right time, though, because we really like police procedurals and those kind of shows.
Oh,
kind of and shit.
The old show?
Not the
no.
show.
I was
going to
say,
are
you talking about the show?
No, but,
that
the show is going to be Jessica Jones, like the second Netflix thing. The spinoff of Daredevil, sort of. Like, not really, but.
Not really.
It takes place in the same town.
It's the same
it'd be like this,
neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, didn't you say it's like a street over?
Yeah, like from the poster of Daredevil, like, and Jessica Jones, you could see Avengers Tower back there, but in the Jessica Jones one, it's literally like a block over. Like, she's literally a block over from where Daredevil's office is.
Oh, neat.
So, I don't know if we'll see him. Like, there is a point where she,
they
comic,
I imagine
where she gets arrested,
at least
and Matt Murdock is her lawyer, and he bails her out. So
they have to do
cool.
that.
Yeah, they have to
do
that.
They will.
They have to
and
tie
that guy in there is Luke Cage, the guy in the,
No,
he has his own.
Yeah, now they canceled Iron Fist, right?
I guess so. That's what they
not
said.
Gonna happen.
They said that John Bernthal's Punisher might replace Iron Fist the next Netflix series.
I'd be all right.
Interesting.
Even though I don't like the Punisher, I like John Bernthal.
Well,
I
feel like the Punisher.
I don't like him, but
really?
I like the Punisher.
You only liked him. Don't like him because he was Shane, and Shane was an asshole.
Maybe Shane was an asshole.
I'm not sure.
He was in the Tank movie. He was in Fury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm like,
Yes.
No. It's okay. It's just
these are
audio.
Things that you can't
Tank.
Normally see when we do the podcast.
Yeah, right.
I'm shaking my head. This one.
Tank. Man. Tank.
Tank
on top. Man down. Down.
No,
down
it was
here.
Just called Tank. It wasn't called
Tank. It wasn't called Tank Man?
No.
No, it's called Fury.
Oh. Wasn't
Tank?
It called Tank?
I wish
that
it was
Tank Man with a vagina, but then it changed to Tank Girl.
I wish that John Barrowfell was actually a Tank Man. That
would be
that
great.
Would be
I would definitely have seen it if he was a Tank Man.
Yeah.
Tank Man?
I thought, alright, well, anyway, whatever. I could see the show being good. I've never been a fan of the Punisher comic, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be a good show. But,
if you think of the Punisher, though, it's almost like has a Fantastic Four-esque curse on it, because Dolph Lundgren movie was good, but they just made one big huge mistake. They
that
didn't
putting Dolph Lundgren in.
That they didn't put a skeleton on his goddamn shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have
made
everybody.
Made the movie.
That would have literally made the movie. The other ones, Warzone, I thought was pretty good.
I thought Warzone was pretty good.
It was just a basic action movie.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it.
Super violent.
Yeah.
And, what's his name?
Thomas
Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas James
Bolster.
Punisher. I also didn't mind Thomas James
kind
Punisher.
Kind of like an emo.
I think it was John
Punisher
that kind of ruined that movie.
Yeah.
If you guys ever watched the Thomas James, like, Retribution.
The Laundry,
yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
I heard that was good, yeah.
It's just like, it's like a fan film, basically.
Yeah,
you're right. I feel like if this doesn't work, they probably just need to stop.
Yeah, stop
Punisher.
It.
Like, that's not going to work. Same thing.
There's enough Punishers in the world.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
Yes.
We are almost
done.
10 minutes. Oh my goodness.
All right, well, we're going to put it on a repause.
Yeah, let's put it on
repose.
Repose.
And we'll get back to you with
repose.
Our reactions to
yeah,
Ash versus the Evil Dead. Thank you for joining us for episode 250.
That's right.
But it's not over.
No, it's not. Come back.
Not by any means.
Come back.
I mean, come by any means. Just not
Rickle.
My uncle is a shaman. When I was a kid, he would say, evil is always waiting in the shadows, and only one man would rise to stand against it.
Yeah, looking good. Looking sweet!
Uh-huh. What the hell?
Pablo, I'm gonna tell you something I've never told anyone. 30 years ago, my friends and I spent the night at a cabin. We found the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, the Book of the Dead. Certain passages were recited. It awoke something in the woods. Something evil. I was the only one to escape. But now, the evil has found me.
First thing I gotta do is see a guy about a book.
There must be some spell I can say to undo all this. The other first thing I gotta do is some cardio, because my heart is jackhammering like a quarterback on prom night.
Oracle.
That's my sidebar.
Well,
that's
different.
Let's
contrive.
All right.
No, it was pretty good.
We saw sidebar tonight on Ash vs. Evil Dead. Thankfully, it wasn't Bruce Campbell. It was some girl. He was banging the ladies,
yeah.
The ladies' restroom in his bar. Ash uses his one hand as a way to get chick.
Mm-hmm.
His wooden hand. It's wooden now. I don't know why he wouldn't just keep the metal one that he made back in medieval.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Are you
going
to hold that up the whole time? What's going on?
It's
kind
of weird.
Alright.
How are you going to do hand motions? How are we supposed to
do it? Don't worry about it.
Shark man.
Yeah,
Shark man.
Looks like we get a, they're replaying it right now, actually.
Yeah,
encore presentation.
Yeah,
well, that benefits us if we're talking about
it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that happened.
Started
and then they're driving
hand.
The car.
What did you say? It's oak? I forget what he says when he banged on the bar. He's like, oh, that's whatever. But he picks up a girl saying he saved a kid from a train or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny. But we find out through the course of events that he got high one night and read from the Necronomicon and summoned the demons.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Recently.
No, very recently. This is 30 years after the events of Evil Dead 2, or Evil Dead, which, you know, they're both kind of the same thing, so...
But not Army of Darkness.
Yeah, we don't know.
Thinking
what
that they're denying
I guess
that
they
happened.
They kind of
left it out because he didn't even bring it up when he said he explained his backstory, and he said that was the last time he read from the Necronomicon. But we all know that the Darkness happened, but apparently it didn't in this.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, did he? They didn't say it didn't happen. He just said he hasn't.
Yeah, it looks as though they're
that's
not
a movie I've seen in a long time.
A long time. So anyways,
thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
One regular, one wooden.
Ash is working at a value stop or something like that. I forget the name of the store.
They must have bought out S-Mart.
Yeah, I don't know. S-Mart is obviously not a thing. Or maybe he got fired for whatever. But,
I don't know why this has anything to do with it, but I think I read that they didn't even make this in the United States. I think it was filmed in
Canada?
No. Where did they film the little people with the big furry feet?
New Zealand?
I think it's New Zealand.
The little people with the feet?
How did I know what you were talking about? Weta and, like, The Hobbit.
Those I don't movies. Like it either, but I mean, I at least know what
I try to, like, put it all out of my head. There's no such thing as a Hobbit.
The little people with the big furry feet. That's awesome. That's really
I wish you would have said, you know, where Flight of the Conchords is from.
I could have done that, yeah.
So anyways, well, it's probably cheaper there or whatever, I don't know. But anyway, so...
He probably just wanted to go to New Zealand.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why they make movies anyways.
Yeah.
It was like couples retreat.
Well, there's that interview with him talking about why he did Congo.
Yeah, he's like, I got to
like,
surf for like.
He went to Costa Rica for, he's like, I had like 3 minutes worth of actual screen time.
Yeah.
And I got to go surfing in Costa Rica for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he said that when we saw him
a year ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
I saw him say that. Like, people
he's
like,
definitely
people
said
like,
that
why
in other
I did
interviews,
Congo.
Yeah.
He's like, why wouldn't I? They paid me for like 15 minutes of work and I got to go on vacation for 2 weeks.
Mm.
I like how people think that Bruce Campbell should be this like leading man. He's like, no, man, I'm just a B actor. I'm okay. But anyway, now he's a star again because this was a star performance. I think this is Bruce Campbell at his best.
I agree.
Sam Raimi directed it. And
yeah, Sam Raimi. His most Bruce Campbellist. Yes. We were talking earlier, off air, about how like Sam Raimi has gone on to. Do all these big movies, and yet, everywhere he goes, people say, "So when are you gonna do another Evil Dead?"
Yeah.
So he's like, "Here we are. This is it. You have a TV show now.
You can stop asking me."
Kind of.
I think he did very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
It's good.
But it's good that they, you know, can go back to this. Here we are now. Here he is. He's high. They smoked a lot of weed, and now he's reading. He's like, "Check this out." And this girl comes back, this girl that he's getting high with, she's the girl in the house, so these two cops go to this house, and...
Why did they go to the house anyways? Did they explain that part, or was that just...
Nope.
I think, I don't know, a disturbance, or whatever.
They were hoping he wouldn't ask.
Yeah.
They go to this house, this weird girl is there, she turns her head completely around, like, you know, 180s, or
kind
of exorcist type thing.
And
one of the
backwards
cops.
Walking with a front forward face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clay, how did she do that? Crack.
Just like that, Josh.
All right.
Just the way you did it.
So, anyways, one of the cops, the female, survives, shoots the thing, shoots her partner who got infected with the demon stuff.
That was all very, like, very Evil Dead.
Well, everybody's like, yeah. And now everybody's like, shit, you crazy, you know, because, like, no one believes her.
Yeah, there's no way that happened to you.
Yeah.
Well, and she killed her partner.
Right, and
so
now she has to go through psych evaluations and all this stuff. So she's obviously going to be an integral character.
So she does go back to the house. Why did she say that happened when she looked at the chandelier? I didn't quite grasp.
She thought it was, like, a dream or she imagined
it. Yeah, I don't think
she
believed.
There was, like, something dangling. I thought there was, like, a piece of fur.
It was a piece of his yellow shirt, yeah.
So the fact that his yellow shirt was up on the chandelier, she was like,
because she was crawling on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
She was
Don't you remember? You said, anything crawling on the ceiling is not good.
We're going to see it in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be on here.
I would guess, like, the neighbors called the police because there was, like, yelling in the house.
Maybe.
A lot of gunfire afterwards.
Yeah. So, and we saw Lucy Lawless for a second.
3 seconds.
I do remember now. Sorry, I didn't read that. Spoiler warning. Lucy Lawless is apparently the daughter of the guy who had the cabinet they found the book there.
We like that.
They,
spoiler warning.
The doctor, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
First read from the book.
Cool.
And something. So, like, she's definitely going to be in a big part of it. And we saw her in the, like, this season on Ash vs. Evil Dead. She was fighting them.
Yeah, she's doing it.
So she's going to be, like, the heroine or whatever, I guess. Along with this
kid, awesome.
I suppose. She's probably going to be pretty well involved, too. And then, of course, there's Pablo. Can't forget Pablo. I like Pablo.
Yeah.
And the puppet master, the doll becomes alive.
Mm-hmm. scene with his little like Asian Barbie doll attacks Ash.
He cracks
his nose.
Three clay pots over
yeah,
the thing before it even makes a dent on
and
his own
then,
face.
He knocked out his tooth, and we find out in the a couple of scenes later he had dentures.
Classic denture gag.
Really
yeah,
classic denture gag.
Because I was like, oh, is he going to go through the whole thing now without a tooth? It's a weird, but no. He has
wooden
dentures.
Tooth.
Yeah,
wooden
tooth.
You guys hear about the wooden horse? Wooden shit.
No.
Oh, very good. Very well.
Thank you, my dad is a dad joke.
Your dad.
Yeah.
All right, well,
sorry to derail everybody.
No. Why? This was, I don't know. So, yeah, so Pablo, he's just, he's funny. He's like
the
sidekick,
guy.
I think.
Yeah.
The sidekick,
be.
And then there's the other
yeah.
girl that works at Value Stop.
Yeah.
She's
Kelly.
Got a storyline with her dad, or maybe her
yeah.
mom is resurrected from the dead.
And her dad mentioned a book, so I don't know if that is.
I'm still not unconvinced that she isn't Lucy Wallace, the mom.
Alright, maybe.
I think it could
just
be.
Telling you what
maybe.
I read. I
maybe.
I think maybe she faked her own death when she found out the whole dead were coming back.
Oh, look at you. Josh, you're always. You have theories.
I like this cat.
I'm a theorist. A conspiracy theorist.
And what is this thing tattooed on her hands?
That
is
was just so we knew that it was
it
the
was
same
girl
that he was
talking
in case you couldn't remember her face.
Well,
I didn't
it's
remember her
I thought she looked older when she was with him. And then, like,
yeah.
and then she looked a lot younger.
Ash likes the young chicks. Yeah, I think that's what he was chatting.
And this is all, like...
He's, like, in his 60s.
I wonder how much they were just like, let's look at the old movies and film this scene to be like it was from the first Evil Dead.
Yeah, I mean, it is very cool, though. Like, they do... Oh, that's... When she gets stabbed with the scissors, it's
the
pretty gross.
The old hand.
But, it is pretty cool, like...
Note
they
to self, when someone comes at you with scissors, don't bring your hand up.
Well,
yeah.
that
just
face,
get out of
so.
The way.
Bring up your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kick the bitch. That's what
yeah,
you
kick her.
But I mean, I like Sam Raimi definitely has a style.
Oh, yeah.
This is the way. I mean, it's
like
not
he,
really even on display as much in some of his other movies.
But he brought it into Spider-Man and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you saw a lot of that with the white eyes and the crazy, like zoom.
Jerky.
And,
yeah.
Like the...
We have a lot of Evil Dead cam for you old school fans. Like the.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to direct more episodes? He's probably not directing all of them.
I don't know.
He's definitely involved, though.
I don't think he's, he's executive producer, and he... I know he's doing this one, but I think other people are doing other ones. I wonder if he'll come back and
like, even on all those other shows, like Flash and Arrow, he's a different director every time.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand
like
British
Boardwalk
shows.
Empire.
They're like, we have a showrunner, and there's like, we have one guy that directs all of them.
Yeah,
like, oh,
what's
why?
The difference?
And it's always that one guy
yeah.
Who does Doctor Who and Sherlock.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Or like
Stephen Moffat.
Yeah. And he did
or like
it's
Walking Dead. They
literally,
do
he's the showrunner of England.
But, I mean, it's
that
good.
Makes more
so.
Sense. No,
I'm
just
yeah.
kidding. They must just do things a lot quicker.
Yeah.
He's the Stan Lee of.
But yeah,
British
even
TV.
In this country, like, there's a showrunner and then there's still different directors and different writers for every episode. Yeah.
But it's think the actors and the crew, and the producers and the writers they all stay the same. So why
yeah,
doesn't
yeah. it's
the
like our there's like a team of writers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they all kind of like do it.
That must be kind of weird.
To like learn a new person.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they keep it the same person?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably is a bunch. I mean, it's like, we'll give this, we'll let Josh have this one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You write most of the dialogue, and we'll give you the writing credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
and that,
know how it works.
That's what, I mean, from Writer's Room stuff is like, you'll see a couple of names on the written by, but they'll be. Probably six other people whose names don't even make it to the credit.
Yeah,
no, it's true. But then I think
it's just
sometimes
like, I'm the last one that touched it. I put the.
I don't know, because then like there will always be like one that's like executive or something, like executive producer or something. And I think they sort of have the final say and like, okay, this is what we're going with. I don't know. I don't know anything about Hollywood. I only went to film school. But, anyways, I don't know. Yeah, so they're back. If you're a fan of the old Evil Dead movies, which I was, check it out. This is everything you want. This is what you've been waiting 30 years. Or whatever. When did Army of Darkness come out? 92? So you're like 23 years or something.
We definitely, we went to the movies to see this together, I think.
Together?
Yeah.
No,
really? I was with you, yeah.
At the Cameo?
I was with you to see this movie.
Evil Army of Darkness?
Yeah, Army of Darkness and
really?
and Brom and John, I think.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm not...
You're not discounting it,
not
but
discounting
you want to see proof.
Right, my memory is...
I'm not saying
memory,
it didn't happen.
It's very likely
it
happened.
Didn't not happen.
Yeah, it's very likely.
Kind of like Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
We're not... They didn't
you know
remember
exactly
it happening. I don't remember it happening.
I saw it in my friend John's bedroom.
I mean, I know we watched it at John's house numerous times.
For sure.
Including the many different versions that they had. I used to go to conventions and buy like bootlegs of like, oh, this is the one where like it's, you know, he goes to the wrong year or whatever, and he wakes up and he's in like post-apocalyptic England.
Oh.
There's that ending. That's on. Now it's on DVDs, but back then I'd be like, oh, buy this crappy Japanese bootleg that has
a... I remember there was a really good video game, too. I think it was on PlayStation.
Yeah, I think I never played it, but I did buy it for John once.
There was it went along with it. It was like what happened when he came back and evil followed him, and it was pretty good. It was messed up and good. Had his voice, and I enjoyed
very
it.
Cool.
Nice.
Very well.
I think it was Hail to the King.
Nice.
So, sorry, what were you saying?
No, I just thought we could, you know.
You done?
Any other thoughts?
I don't know.
It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
How many episodes?
And you have to have stars, right? So,
It's on stars.
Or
that
iTunes.
Is the network it is on. I'm sure you can find a way.
Well, you can probably download it tomorrow.
The league does not encourage any sort of illegal things.
You can illegally and legally download us all you want.
That's right. Well, don't do it. Well, there's no illegal.
If there was a way, please do it.
You could be like stealing something while you record it.
Listen to us while you're robbing a convenience store.
Yeah, there you go.
Just listen. We don't care. We do not endorse crime of any kind. There was that guy, you sent me that link about that guy who hated Comixology because he was so upset because people were downloading his comic illegally.
Yeah.
I know that, I mean, that would be bad. I mean, that's bad, but like, God, he was really pissed off.
Yeah, you read that thing.
We're giving away for free, so.
Yeah, our podcast, read it. Just was that, I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
I did read it. You sent me that link, and I read the whole, I even commented on the guy's thing, even though that post was from like a few months ago, and he probably doesn't read it anymore. You're coming off across kind of angry, dude. Like,
yeah.
Comixology is just a completely free way. Throw it up there. If people buy it, it's just profit. You don't have to pay to get it on there. He was just like, now people are stealing it.
I mean, if there's that many people stealing it that he's that upset, he should be channeling that energy into figuring out a way to get paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's interest.
Well, and if people are stealing it, then it must... People are liking it.
They probably and it's
like
kind of
enough.
A kid's comic book too, so if someone's stealing it and they like it, they probably want to have the hard copy to give to the kid.
Maybe, yeah.
So it probably results in more sales anyways.
Make some t-shirts.
It was pretty funny too. He was like, I mean, I'll leave it up there. So like, you're so pissed, he's like, Comixology sucks, but I mean, I'll leave it there.
You'll cash their
checks. I'll take their money. Yeah.
You know what it is? Nobody was stealing the comic, and that was like free publicity for him to get people to like go see what this comic was about.
Probably true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist.
Alright, anyway, we got off track there. I don't know, do you want to not hold that there anymore?
Well, no, I'm good. But this was this was 250.
It was.
To thank our fans.
Yes, it's true. Thank you. Thanks to you.
Thanks to you.
I should say.
Thanks to John, who couldn't join us tonight.
John is handing out candy tonight. But thanks to him. Don't forget to think about comics, right?
Yeah.
That was one of our other slogans.
Think about comics and...
just kidding. We say a lot.
Just kidding and...
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. And, you know, if it's about comics, we're all about it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. We're not.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure out how to steal this.
For free.
Yeah, the slogans are stupid.
Well, we promise within the next 250 episodes, if I haven't turned in my notice by then, we'll have a better slogan for 500.
Sorry, you don't accept. All right. Well, thanks to you for listening, everybody. Thanks you guys for coming over.
Thanks, yeah. Rachel and Stacy for putting up with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks to
Stacey.
Sam Raimi for making us some new Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Giving us something to talk about.
Very
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Very well. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Woo.
Yeah, keeping. What's he doing? Is he taking a shit?
Jason's poop.
Did I ever tell you guys? I probably didn't. Maybe I did.
That you podcast on the can?
No.
You paused it once. I went to take a dump, and while we were all talking, you just came back and maybe didn't even know.
But we said when I was like a little kid, we didn't. It was bad to say the word poop or poop in my house.
Yeah.
But I came up with. Going grunts.
Going grunts.
Is,
oh
that's
my
what
God.
My, that's what my parents would say. Like, do you have to go grunts? Do you have to go grunts?
Oh my God.
I find it interesting that, like, of all the things that would be bad in your house,
we didn't say
poop was the
we
worst.
We could say pee.
I always used to laugh my ass off at the G.I. Joe grunt because, because of that.
Yeah.
Not knowing that that's what they called army soldiers. I guess I never thought about
because,
it.
Because I did know, like, yeah, that's, like, what we call, like, what's that dude doing? Oh, he's grunting because he's taking a poop.
Yeah.
Like, why?
You should be.
Grunting?
His uniform should be brown. Do you mind if I just slide this over,
yes.
Sir?
He does mind.
So I can sit on the
actually.
Couch. Oh, you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Do you can I put the microphone anymore
do
in front of the TV?
Sorry.
Yeah. I go.
Sorry, John. I'm sorry. This, I'm just trying to wheel it by here.
No, it's not working.
There we go. I want to see, goddammit!